When I say that day two of the Minova Summit had it all, I mean it had it all. Yeah, we're going to go there. The good, the bad, and the ugly of healthcare. Up next on the Rethinking Everything podcast from Thunheim. Hi there, everybody. Pat Mylan from Thunheim. Thanks for joining us for Thunheim's Rethinking Everything podcast. The Minova Summit promised 3 days of convening global thought leaders from business, technology, consumer marketing, academia, and government. And day two, it was a macrocosm of it all, good, bad, and ugly. In the interest of ending on a positive note and my personal obsession with delivering something that is news-like, let's start with the ugly. Dr. James Malt, former chief medical officer at Qualcomm, you know, the company everybody carries in their pocket, but nobody really knows. Today, Dr. Malt is the president and CEO of Sequentia. That's Sequentia with a C. Perhaps no one has so vividly laid out the case to improve healthcare than the way he did with these statistics.
So let's take you on a kind of a, I guess, mea culpa. We're pretty proud of our healthcare system today. We call it modern healthcare. But the reality is it could be a whole lot better. We have smartphones. We have smart homes. We now have smart cars. But the practice of medicine, in all truth, is just not all that smart. We see patients on a very haphazard basis. When we do see them, it's pretty much one size fits all. You have high blood pressure. We're going to give you this medication and cross our fingers. Let's hope it works, because this is called trial and error. If it doesn't work, come back in 6 months. We'll try something else and hope that that works. And sadly, we lack and have lacked historically the data and the intelligence to really advance the state of the art to where it hopefully can be. The consequence of our current unintelligent practice is that our healthcare system itself is the third leading cause of death in the United States. That's the reality, and the truth is this is probably extremely underreported, but about 500,000 people a year die as a result of our own delivery of care and the mistakes associated with it. And interest, you know, that's two jumbo jets per day that would be crashing. Now, that would raise a lot of concern in our country if we had two jumbo jets crashing every day. But we seem to be okay for the moment with this happening in our healthcare system.
Dr. Malt points out that a tremendous amount of data is generated in surgery clinics, emergency rooms, but the systems are not in place to capture it, deliver insight, or help with predictive information. He estimates that 99% of the data generated in life and death situations is never seen in time to impact critical decisions. All this begs a pretty urgent question. If Uber, Airbnb, Apple, Google can make tremendous industry-changing, lifestyle-shifting, disruptive changes, why is healthcare so far behind? Dr. Bill Frist is the former majority leader of the United States Senate. Today, he's a venture capital guy who is ushering no fewer than 4 transformative healthcare technologies to market. Dr. Frist has a unique understanding of why the healthcare system has been able to avoid disruption.
The field is ripe of health. Again, not just healthcare, but health is ripe for disruption. Why? For 2 reasons. High cost. $19,000 for an average healthcare plan for four people. And uneven levels of access are the two reasons that healthcare, from a health service standpoint, are so ripe for disruption. Not just innovation, but innovation that can cause disruption, change the way things are done. To go from a fee-for-service, process-driven system to one that really is truly value-driven. So why haven't we seen more disruption?
Dr. Frist laid out five barriers. First, misaligned financial incentives. Second, end users who have a hard time influencing the design of the end product. Third, innovations that have made healthcare more expensive, not less. Asymmetrical information and a lack of transparency. And finally, the high cost of entry in a system that is dominated by legacy institutions in a complex regulatory system. There's another big barrier that admirers of Uber, Apple, Airbnb all overlook, that Dr. Frist says makes healthcare a much tougher sector to crack.
Unlike in 1968, disruptive innovators in healthcare today are going to need government. Again, my whole job is to link what you heard 2 hours, an hour and a half ago, and link it to this unbelievable world of innovation and creativity and dynamism, which can shape healthcare in today's time, unlike 20 years ago, 30 years ago, government is important. And when you think consumerism, again, I'd encourage you, you can think Airbnb, and you can think Netflix, but in truth, it doesn't apply. Why? Because 50% of all healthcare runs through government today. And that's not true with West Coast ideas of consumerism. Government matters. We got to participate. We got to vote. We got to get the sort of leaders there who understand what all of you naturally understand. And we have that opportunity to do just that. The second reason government, we're not an Airbnb, we're not sort of the classic consumerism, is that we are a highly, highly regulated industry. Uber is not. Uber is not. They went fast. They went furious. They didn't pay attention to regulations per se in the transportation. Housing, Airbnb is not a regulated industry. Healthcare is.
Okay, you heard the ugly, and this latest part probably feels bad. I mean, come on, what has government disrupted in a positive way? Well, hang on. Doctor and former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says there is reason for optimism in 2018 and over the next 4 years. He predicts government will help disrupt Medicare and Medicaid, create greater price transparency, and even act as a catalyst pushing new treatments and cures out of the lab and into practice faster than ever before. In Dr. Frist's view, government matters.
I had 20 years in medicine as a physician with a dad and a brother who kind of are on the forefront of creativity and innovation, which continues today. Of 12 years in the United States Senate, where I went as a citizen legislator to go for 12 years, not stay forever. And thank goodness I didn't coming in. And then the last 12 years, this is just what I do. And I love the opportunity and appreciate the opportunity to make that bridge of why government matters, why we can't give up on that with the big picture.
One last piece of good news to share in our good, bad, and ugly report. Remember Dr. James Malt and his ugly statistic on healthcare deaths? Well, he's pretty happy with an FDA decision to approve software as a medical device. This move is expected to create significant changes for physicians and patients.
So when we talk about healthcare, the next big thing really isn't about big data. You're hearing a lot of hype about big data. Big data doesn't do us a lot of favors if you can't understand what it means. So predictive and prescriptive algorithms are really where the value creation is going to happen on big data. And the ability to transform all that data into meaningful, actionable information, according to Harvard Business Review, has the potential, when fully applied across every dimension of healthcare, of saving about $750 billion per year out of our healthcare system. And not to mention saving tens of millions of lives along the way.
There you have it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, in reverse order from Minova Summit. You can follow our coverage of the Minova Summit on Twitter at Team Thunheim. More information is always available at thunheim.com. The Rethinking Podcast is produced by Thunheim. Our healthcare practice leader is Darren Broughton. Liz Sheets is the executive producer of the podcast. Nick Marcouillet is our technical director. And today's show was produced by Maddie Renicki. For the Rethinking Everything Podcast, this is Pat Mylan in Minneapolis.